If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. It's 6 a.m. and your first alarm goes off. You reach for it and hit the snooze button. 5 minutes later, the flying alarm gets into your bedroom. 10 minutes later, you have two alarms as loud as sirens and your dog barking like crazy trying to wake you up. This is your typical morning, so you decide to train yourself to get by with less sleep. Some people say you can reduce sleep time by an hour or two every night and feel just as good. Sleep experts debunk this myth. An average person needs between 6 and 9 hours a night. You must already know your number. You can force yourself into earlier wake-ups and feel seemingly well at first, but your sleep debt will gradually build up. As a result, your brain won't be able to function to its fullest if you don't get your needed rest time. Your concentration level will drop, your reaction will become slower, and you'll feel confused and distressed. If you know you'll have to reduce the amount of sleep for a certain period of time, try banking sleep in advance. Experiments prove going to bed a couple of hours earlier than usual every night for a week could help you suffer less once you have to sleep less. Don't make a habit out of it, though. Sleeping in on every weekend won't compensate for your sleep deprivation during the week. The 10-3-2-1-0 technique works miracles. The idea is to stop taking caffeine in any form 10 hours before bed. Then, no food at all 3 hours before bed. You must stop working to take your mind off things 2 hours before sleep. No more screen time 1 hour before bed. That includes your phone, TV, and computer. The blue light emitted by them all disrupts your sleep. Finally, the zero in the formula stands for the number of times you'll hit the snooze button in the morning. Experts confirm this technique can definitely work and help you sleep well and wake up energized the next morning. Rub the on-me-on spot 1 to 200 times to fall asleep in no time. That little spot is between your earlobe and the hairline that comes up the back of your neck. Videos of people rubbing it with their thumb or forefinger have gone viral. They say it helps to relax the nervous system. Sleep experts debunk this myth, as sleep is about your brain and hormones and not about massaging yourself. One way the rubbing could work out is exhausting you so much you'd fall asleep eventually. Sleeping positions don't matter. Definitely a myth. The way your spinal column is aligned and your head is supported means a lot. A bad position can cause neck or back pain or make breathing uncomfortable. You most likely sleep in one of three positions. The majority of people are side sleepers. This lateral position is pretty good for you, especially if you prefer the left side. Try not to curl up, though. It may prevent you from breathing deeply. Sleeping on your back is called the supine position. No matter if you sleep with your arms down and close to the body, or like a starfish with your arms up over your head, it could make your low back pain worse and take your snoring to the next level. This position is good for your neck, though. If you prefer to sleep on your stomach, it's the prone position. It can help ease snoring, but doesn't put your neck and spine in a neutral position and puts pressure on your nerves. Put your socks on to fall asleep faster. Now, a bad idea. It won't send you to dreamland instantly, but it can be one of the clues for your brain it's time for it. Wearing socks promotes blood circulation to your feet. The vessels widen and can get rid of heat much faster. This drops down your core body temperature faster than usual, and that's what you need for a good, healthy sleep. If you don't want to go to bed with your socks on, at least let some cool, fresh air in. Your body knows it's bedtime when its temperature drops and it gets the signal it needs some good rest. The process will be much slower in a room that's too warm. Cooler bedroom air also improves your sleep quality, and you won't wake up in the middle of the night drenched in sweat. It also stimulates melatonin production. When you have enough of it and serotonin in your brain, you'll wake up rested and happier the next day. Immersing your face in cold water for 30 seconds is another express way to slow down your heart rate and narrow the blood vessels. It sends your body into a relaxed hibernation mode. Squeeze your muscles and you'll doze off in no time. Progressive muscle relaxation really works. Your muscles have been working all day, and they also need to unwind, just like your mind. You can go from your head down to your toes or in the opposite direction. Start with a deep breath, then tense your toes. Hold them for 5 seconds and then relax them for 30 seconds. Move to your calves and thighs and do the same, contract and relax. Continue to your abs and the backside. Move up to your hands, then arms and shoulders. Don't rush, go muscle by muscle and focus your mind on what you're doing. No external thoughts allowed. Finally, work your chest, neck, and don't forget about your face. Tighten your jaws and then relax them. If you're feeling lazy to do all that, at least work out your toes as you lie in bed. Curling and uncurling them for a while is a great way to release the tension from your entire body. It's so repetitive, your body is slowly moving into sleep mode. The sound of frying bacon can make you sleepy. Science has it that the comforting and repetitive sound of bacon sends some chilling vibes to your brain. It's perfect for falling asleep and as white noise while you're working and need to focus on something. You don't have to fry bacon before bed. Listening to a recording of it will do. Speaking of bacon, certain foods can also help you drift off. The secret is to have Brinner, breakfast for dinner. Bananas help your muscles relax, thanks to potassium. Eggs are rich in protein that promotes healthy sleep. Almonds slow down your heart rate a bit. Oats and honey send the right amount of melatonin to your brain. Chicken or turkey has tryptophan in it, which boosts the production of relaxing mood hormones. Yogurt and other dairy products like milk have the same effect. Foods you should avoid before going to sleep, unless you want to be awake all night, are cheese, fatty foods, all things spicy, and of course, coffee. A long daytime nap is great for you. Naps are fine, but you better keep them under 1 hour and enjoy them before 2 to 3 p.m. If you nap for longer, you'll likely fall into the deep stages of sleep. You'll wake up with a groggy feeling and not refreshed at all. You'll also likely sleep off some of the sleep debt you have from the morning. It means you could have trouble falling asleep at night. To get the most productive nap, set an alarm to limit your nap to 10 to 20 minutes. Nap around the halfway point between your wake-up and the time you want to go to bed. Find a dark, cool, and quiet place. Don't think about your work tasks or problems. Focus on what you're going to get from this nap. You gotta stay awake all night to cure jet lag. This is a popular myth, as depriving yourself of sleep won't help you adjust to the new time zone. There is no cure for jet lag, but you could try spending as much time outside as you can. Natural light should help you feel better and get some sound sleep. You can start preparing yourself for your future trip ahead of time. If you're traveling east, say from New York to London with a 5-hour time difference, start shifting your schedule 4 or 5 days before the trip by 1 hour. So by the time you get there, you'll be used to local time. When it's time to go back home, the same tips will work. You can also start preparing yourself and adjusting your bedtime in advance. Hey, I want to go to London or New York, either one.